Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Chris Livesay of CBS News is in India, Delhi. He's been reporting for days on the pandemic overwhelming the government and the people of India. The death toll is uncountable at this point. The way of dealing with the dead is to burn the bodies as quickly as possible. Very brave people are at grave risk as they handle the dead. But right now we're going to talk to the living because Chris did a report during the course of the week. It's the information I have that there is oxygen arriving from other sources outside of India. Chris, I know it's not adequate, but the arrival of oxygen from the U.S. was attached to an NGO of your acquaintance, someone who has organized this. Please restate the facts so people can look it up.
The NGO is called oxygenforindia.org. Oxygenforindia.org, doing remarkable work in transporting life-saving oxygen and oxygen concentrators from the United States and from around the world. We witnessed them transport thousands of these oxygen concentrators, which convert ambient air into breathable oxygen, from New York to New Delhi aboard a flight from United Airlines, which carried that cargo for free. Other American companies like Amazon and Verizon are pitching in, but also individuals can donate at that website that I mentioned. And I encourage a lot of people to do that because we've been overwhelmed by requests from viewers asking how we can help and how can we get aid to people in a way that's really going to change the situation. This is an excellent one. The person who is leading this effort is a world-renowned epidemiologist named Ramanan Laxminarayan, who teaches at Princeton as well as holds other very prestigious posts. He is Indian and is in India right now coordinating this effort with remarkable aplomb and poise, considering that he also has friends who are afflicted by this disease, but he's hung up his lab coat to manage this effort. It's really remarkable. I encourage people to watch our reporting on that piece. It was quite uplifting, quite moving. And so, yes, there are Americans who are doing whatever they can to help. It is going to take time. Unfortunately, none of this can happen fast enough to prevent the death toll from continuing to spiral out of control as it continues to do.
Your conversations, I believe, with the doctor, the professor, and with other epidemiologists point to a story we don't have yet, which is the pandemic in the countryside. We spoke at one point of people leaving Delhi and that being a concern that they take the virus with them. Do we have any more about what's happening in the countryside, Chris, or is it still non-transparent?
Yeah, unfortunately, we simply don't have reliable numbers coming out of the rest of the country. So, I can't give you more than what I've already said on that, unfortunately, John. We just don't have reliable numbers on transmissions or new deaths. According to the same doctor, the cases are out of control in the countryside where you don't have the same level of sensitivity to the virus as you have in a big city like New Delhi, which has been going through its own local lockdown for several weeks now and has the conditioning required to wear masks and to socially distance, which you see by and large in New Delhi. People are wearing masks and maintaining distances and staying home. In fact, it's quite eerie to be out on the streets in New Delhi, especially at certain times in the day. This city, which is normally heaving with life, has been brought to a standstill, at least in many parts at times of the day. You go to other parts of the country, in the countryside in particular, which is where most Indians live, and that's not the case. You don't have the same social distancing. You don't have the same level of mask wearing. You don't even have the same level of belief that this is indeed a pandemic that the people should be worried about. So that's what's quite scary, is that as we know so well, the death toll tends to follow infections. In other words, it takes a while to see the ugly side of this pandemic. So the virus is probably spiraling out of control in the countryside right now, and we've yet to even see how ugly that's going to be in terms of death.
Final concern, Chris. In early days of the virus that we could see from Wuhan, China, people collapsed on the street. Walking down the street, they would teeter and fall down and lie still. We didn't know what it was. Do you see anything like that in Delhi? People collapsed on the street, not moving or weaving down the street in a distressed fashion?
No, I haven't seen that. That doesn't mean it's not there, but I think in New Delhi, people are genuinely terrified of the virus, and people have a very sensitive radar to being sick and are staying home. I've seen people who are sick, many people who are sick, but they're either in a hospital or they're at home. I haven't seen people out and about. Frankly, the only people out and about are essential workers, or at least supposed to be essential workers. Otherwise, people are so terrified, they're not leaving their homes. So, no, I haven't seen that kind of behavior.
Chris Livesay, CBS News. He is in Delhi, in India, reporting on the pandemic. What we know so far, thanks to Chris and his crew, we have a vision of where it is now. It's moving. The stories from London, the stories from around the world talk about the India variant, but it's unknown. It's unknown. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.